Station Houston on 2 for the a follow-up on the iPad question.
Neil on 2.
Hey, Neil, good question on CrewNet versus CloudNet. I'm not going to have a Pluto here until after midday meal. So I think for now, just keep your iPads as you need to use them today, either CloudNet or CrewNet, and then I'll get clarity after midday meal as we need to switch over. But these are kind of rolling updates for the app, so it's no stress if we don't get started first thing this morning, if there is a specific preference from Pluto once they come in.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Sophie. Two for computer.
Yeah, and here we are again. So, Sophie, the portable workstation 2, the laptop is located in front of the Forward 4 rack in Columbus. And Stratos this time wants to have a little bit more details on that laptop. So please follow. You have access to the procedures, or how did I understand the iPad call?
I do have access to the procedures, and I am right in front of PWS2, and what I see now is that I have a good blinking orange, solid green on the Ethernet cable, good power connection as well.
All right, and then we would need to follow you the procedure 2.199, PWS deactivation, the steps 1 and 2. That would be the soft shutdown, and if that doesn't work, it's step 3 in addition.
Okay, 2.199 PWS deactivation, steps 1 and 2. And step 3, you said, what did you say about step 3?
Only if needed. Steps 1 and 2 is the soft shutdown, and step 3 would be the hard power off, and later on we will activate it again.
And so you take care of the activation, is that correct from my understanding?
Negative, as like I said, we have a problem with the commanding from ground. At the moment we cannot reach it, so we need you to perform these steps.
It work. Nick from Sophie, indeed I have no inputs from keyboards or mouse. And I have an error message that I took a screenshot of and I will send to you later, but I need to jump to step 3.
Copy. Now that was what we were afraid. Yeah. So you need to have the hard power off. Yeah.
The hard power off was successful and PW power light is off OFF, and so I'm ready for the procedure number for reactivation.
Copy. Good news. And so we have the 2.110 for the activation, steps 1 and 2 to initiate the boot cycle, and if time allows, we would also like to have the steps 3 to 5. These are verification steps, but they may take up to 10 minutes.
Yeah, 1, 2, and 3 to 5 desired. I think I'll make it work. And in the meantime, just so that we can organize our sports as a crew, did you have an answer for Easy Motion? Could I do this right after this?
And that's affirmative, and you are absolutely go to perform Easy Motion whenever you want.
That's great news, and this was my understanding from last week, so maybe for the next days when it's the case, we can just go back to pink color on the schedule, now that I understand this, it's better. Thank you. It really gives us a ton of flexibility in the crew, and that's way more efficient for us, and I really appreciate this and the crew also, because this morning we'll make it work with one more person doing T2 instead of CVS per schedule. So that's really helpful for us to know this. Thank you.
Understood. Thank you. We'll work on that pink color.
Nick from Sophie, for now everything is nominal, but step 2 complete. Because I have 8 minutes, I'm going to just go ahead and prepare equipment, and then I'll be back so that I'll be able to perform until step 5 before the T2 session. But for now, all nominal.
Very good news. Thanks. And, of course, go along with your plan.
Nick from Sophie with good news. PWS2 is all nominal until the end of step 5, so just wanted to give you this good news.
And Munich copies. Thank you. And that also is in line with what we see on ground. Perfect. So thanks a lot for the support, and go for Easy Motion.
Thank you. And just another question for you. Do you want me to leave the laptop open, or do I leave it as it is usually lid closed and, yeah.
Yeah, and you can close the lid again. We are in good config. Thanks.
Great. Thanks. And I'll after my Easy Motion session, I will send you the picture of the error message. It might help you for the understanding of what happened.
Copy. Thank you.
Hospital Station 2, Jack 4, Argos Harbor Gather, Stone Out, Line 8.
We're with you on 2.
Help me with the outcome here. Tie wrap is just an 8-inch Velcro strap for wires, or is it something else?
And that needs to be an EVA tie wrap.
Okay.
And it is going to be a zip tie?
The tie wrap is a EVA zip tie.
That is correct.
Thank you. Cuba Station, Jackson 2. You're welcome aboard our lab cam, excuse me, Gem Cam 2 for airlock ops this morning.
Good morning, Jack, and we are coming from the Gem Cam, and the view looks great.
Cuba Station, Jackson 2, differential pressure of the GEM airlock is negative 0.2. Looking for a go to open the hatch in 2.2.
Copy the number, and you have a go to open the inner hatch.
Go to open the inner hatch. Thank you. Cuba Station, Jackson 2. I'm looking at the XQ note for the airlock extension. And the second step confirmation that all FOD from the optical lenses has been recovered and properly disposed of. And there's not a diagram or anything for me. Where am I looking for these optical lenses to make sure that I've checked all of them for FOD? I'm not sure if that's a scuba or a Huntsville question.
And Jack, this is Huntsville. That's going to be in the next procedure. And it'll be in major step 1 of the next procedure.
Scuba Station, Jackson 2, looking for a go in step 4 for capture mechanism release.
Okay, Jack, you have a go for step 4.
Step 4, thank you.
Station Tsukuba for Jack and Safi, and Safi, please hold the payload in step 3 when Jack will release the active capture mechanism.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll make sure that she's got positive control of it while the capture mechanism is being released.
Safi, thank you.
Station Huntsville, on base to ground 2 for Sophie, no response required. This is your hand pass reminder with an approximate rise time of 0959.
Huntsville from station, Sophie copies, thank you.
Huntsville station, Jackson 2 for Argos, to someone.
With you on 2.
I'm going to work in the GEM instead of on the MWA for this piece for some space. So you guys welcome aboard GEM Cam 2 for your over-the-shoulder look.
All right, Jack. That sounds good to us, and that view looks good.
So station Jackson 2, step 1.3 of Argus.
With you on 2.
Step 1.3 calls for a 10-inch extension. I just want to make sure I'm on the same path, on the correct fasteners there, because these fasteners are easily accessible. I don't need a 10-inch extension. So I just want to make sure that the ones here at S1 and T3 really are the ones that I'm removing with a 10-inch extension of the quarter-inch strap.
We are checking. So, Jack, those are the correct fasteners. That 10-inch extension was just in case.
Copy.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and your Yetive swap.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Jessica, we are go in that procedure in 3.1. And we are ready when you are.
Okay, I was just about to get into that activity, but were you, can you repeat about 3.1? I see 2.900 for that activity.
We are go in step 3.1. There's an on MCC HGO, and we are go in that step.
Gotcha, Mr. Go in step 3.1. Copy that. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. And then, actually, if you have a moment before you step into this activity, I have some follow-up questions on the ARED question you asked me, if you wouldn't mind giving me a call.
Okay, sure thing. I'll call you now. Thanks.
Cell station Jackson 2 for Imagine-E cable harness, still located.
With you on 2.
The Risto note for the cable harness for Imagine-E says put it in the 4.0-5175 in the CTB lid. Of course, no CTB lids in 4.0, so it's just loose in that 4.0. Let me know if you would like something different.
Copy, and we're okay with that.
So station Jackson 2 for step 2.9.
With you on 2.
I'm missing it in the store, and I'm looking for some help finding it, but where is this Jody phone that I'm supposed to put this red panda in?
That is lines 17 through 19. It's Jim ORU transfer IF foam.
Okay, awesome. Thanks for the help. I will look there.
Houston, station on 2 for you today.
Go ahead on 2.
I have Yetive 1484 on the offload Yetive position, and I have the air and transfer compressor hose with buffering tape on the production of Lydia.
All right, that's a good number and a good config. Go to proceed.
Two.
Shell station checks on 2 for Red Panda Stono.
With you on 2.
The three pieces of foam that were listed in step 17 through 19 of the stone note are going to cover less than 50% of the outside of the red panda box. And they're they're not in normal, they're not in square shapes or anything, so it's not clear to me. Is there a figure or something on how I'm supposed to wrap this foam around this box? I'm not sure what to do with this.
And I'm checking on that. And Jack, back with you on 2. Look like you got the first piece right. You want to pad around that aperture, and it's not expected to cover the entire box.
All right, Tom Stowe, I'm going to set up node 2, cam 2 for an old shoulder on MWA. I can do that if you want. Just put the foam randomly around the outside of the aperture cover and cover the sides of it, and then just randomly put the other pieces of foam to cover other pieces of this box. But I think I'm going to really need a diagram or some more words on what the best way to handle this is.
And copy, we would like a view of the foam, but the aperture is what needs the padding around it, and the other foam is just extra padding around the box. We'll take a look on the video and give you feedback.
Okay. So the priority is the aperture cover. There's this little notch in some of the foam. I could put the notch or...
That is the expected use for that piece of foam.
Okay, so it's going to cover, like, the top two-thirds of this aperture cover, and then there's nothing really to cover the bottom two-thirds. And then this tiny square on top, do you want me to just, like, kind of slap it over? Can I Kapton tape straight to the MLI?
And Jack checking. So Jack, we're about to lose you, but turn the bottom left, the one around the box is fine, and put the one on top to the back. Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Jack and Argus.
Huntsville Station, Jack's with you on 2.
Hey, sorry we got interrupted by that LOS, but I have words on the phone. What we're going to do is just have that extra padding around all sides except the bottom. So the way you have it around the aperture is correct. Take that padding that's on top, put it opposite the aperture, and then the padding that's on the bottom, go left side and top.
Okay. Left side and top don't mean a whole lot necessarily to me. Is there like a unit left side, top side? Are you referring to NWA coordinate system, or what's the left side here?
Yes, the MWA.
Okay, so why don't you give those instructions to me one more time, please?
So the piece in your hand, that's going to go opposite of the aperture, so that'll go towards the back. Yes, right there. And then the piece that's on the bottom, that will go to the left-hand side of the payload and wrap around the top. And it's not going to be perfect. The idea is just having that extra inch of foam around the whole payload except the bottom. So, yes, that would be correct.
Okay, and I can put the Kapton tape directly onto the MLI to secure this stuff in place. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, and I've got one more question for you. This temp cell is a 10.0. Can you big picture words on that? Am I just stowing it overnight and then I'm going to have it for the next day or what?
So the red panda is getting stowed for return, but that temp stowed, or the 10.0 is getting temp stowed overnight for use tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, sorry for that. That was not super clear. Copy that the red panda is getting put away in the SpaceX return bag as a 10.0 question for the payload carrier. Do you guys really need it in a 10.0 overnight, or can I just leave it strapped down where it is?
And, Jack, we do need that temp stowed in ACTD for flammability concerns.
No, of course I can do that for you if you need me to. You know, we were able to keep the OCT out by just promising not to have any ignition sources next to it. Would that be sufficient in this case as well, or do you still need the 10.0?
So, Jack, I checked on the ground, and we do need that 10.0.
All right, I will put that in work.
Thank you.
Station checks on 2 for a loose GFCI cable.
Go ahead on 2.
The loose GFCI cable, serial number 1088, probably came loose from the 120-volt DC to AC inverter. Serial number 1018, switch 2. Just want to go to put it back in.
Okay, give us a moment just to check. All right, Station Houston on 2 for Jack. The location you called out was inverter 1018. Switch 2 is the right location. You're good to plug it back in. Thanks.
Oh, thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Neil and the iPads.
Neil on 2.
Either I made a rookie Capcom mistake because I called you during midday meal, or your midday meal is complete because it's already grayed out. But either way, for the iPads, you can be on CloudNet or CrewNet. It doesn't matter for the updates.
Make no mistakes on Capcom. It's like theater. You just keep going with it. I totally completed it, a midday meal, which is TMI for you. People are making fun of me for saying, not calling you a flight director. So I made the rookie mistake of talking too much on 2.
I love it all. So, yeah, no deltas to your iPad stuff. Just CrewNet or CloudNet doesn't matter. And I love your spins. Good to see you up there. Don't bonk yourself, though.
Still in Jedi training.
You'll be a master by the end.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and more laptop help.
Huntsville, Anil on 2, willing to help.
Hey, Anil, we're not seeing the MSG laptop respond to our commands, so we would need some help with that at Lab Starboard 2. If you could go and check on the cables to make sure that they're plugged in appropriately on each end, both the laptop and the support panel, and then perform a hard power cycle, we'd greatly appreciate it.
All right, MSG laptop, Lab Starboard 2, cables, and hard power cycle.
And that's a good copy.
And Huntsville, Anil on 2. It's rebooting right now. Three USBs are secure and were secure. Power cable was in with white light on, and it was on before the reboot, and the Ethernet was showing green and blinking orange and continues to do that.
Any copy all Anil? It's good information.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and Dragon at your convenience.
Right on, too.
Hey, Jessica, I just wanted to give you a heads up that over the weekend there was an avionics anomaly on your Crew 12 Dragon, so some of the parameters on the center display may be nonsensical. Otherwise, it's just a loss of redundancy, and we're going to send some more details via email.
Okay, those displays are currently powered off, so it's not something that we would see. I'm assuming that's just a temporary, nonsensical display issue then.
I don't have many other details for you, unfortunately, so we'll have to send some more via email.
Okay, no worries. Thank you for the update.
And Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Anil, no response required. Your power cycle did the trick. Thank you for the help.
And airlock on 2 for EDA stowage.
With you on 2, Jessica.
I think you guys have an EDA on console now, or at least available. And if so, I have a question about our stowage.
We're ready to copy, Jessica.
Okay, so in our activity, the SOTRAC activity, I had several questions that I followed up with. Email to the EVA team. I got an answer from Nick, and so we have resolved almost all of the questions. The one remaining is they talked about the GTEC. So I found one GTEC, and we put that back in the staging bag, and that is the one that used to be in the staging bag. I think that's the correct one. The notes say, though, that another GTEC will be used for triple jump. I'm not sure which one. They're all different, and the one that is in the staging bag is a much smaller size and a slightly different material than the three that are in the ORU bag, 1016. And those three have numbers on them. One has a number 6, one has a number 11, and one has a number 13. So I'm not sure which one of those to take and put into the triple jump bag.
Okay, Jessica, we copied the question. We're taking it back to the team, and we'll get you an answer later.
Okay, and then one more. I did locate a fish stringer, and the email said in CTB 1016, but I think what they meant was the ORU transfer bag. This bag was set up previously by other crew members for the pump module contingency, and so there is a fish stringer that is part of that contingency, and so it is in the same ORU bag where those GTECs are, and it's actually configured in a special way, like it's hooked up to the GTECs, and it's also hooked up to some long-duration tie-down tethers and also a wire tie caddy. So I'm assuming I should take this fish stringer out of that bag and use it for our cable bag. I just wanted to make sure that I had the correct understanding. We do not know of any other fish stringers. We haven't located any other fish stringers.
Okay, Jessica, you're fine to do that for now. We copied the question. We'll double-check with the team, but good to use that for now.
Okay, so even though it's configured in a specific way, I'm going to take that one off, and we're going to use that one for the cable bag.
Yeah, you're fine to do that for now, and we'll double-check with the experts.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
And Jessica, if you're still around on 2, I have a little task that we could use your help with.
Bill can pull off the task if that works.
Sure thing. Thanks, Emil. Upon a photo review, we saw some papers near the inlet of the galley rack, node 1, port 4. We're concerned those might impede airflow, so we'd like to ask you to find a new spot for those papers.
Okay, I was just identifying them. I will relocate them now.
Much appreciated. Thanks.
Next station, good afternoon. Jack on 2 for E4D. Welcome aboard VCA 2, Cole Cam. Let me know if we're on 3 or 4.
And Munich is with you on 2, and we were about to call you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, Jack on 2 for step 4.
Go ahead, Jack.
Step 4 is supposed to move the manual knob switch from disengaged to engaged, and it will not go past the intermediate position. It comes out of disengage, but it won't go all the way to engage. I've tried cycling it a couple times and applying a reasonable amount of force, but looking for other troubleshooting steps.
Okay, Jack, the team here says you might need to move the manual knob and the switch at the same time.
All right, that did it. Thank you.
Station, this is Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and E4D.
SGM 2.
Jack, we saw that you started the exercise phase. We just wanted to inform you that both audio and video are privatized. The ground team is happy with the views, and the exercise specialist is waiting for you on Space to Ground 3, which is the privatized loop.
Awesome. I'll meet them on 3. Thanks for your help.
Station Houston on 2 for all available crew members. This is the last call for PWD.
Houston, station on 2 for Pillars UHA.
With you on 2 now.
Hey, he's got his laptop and everything routed to the node 1 camera.
Houston copies. And Anil, we have a good view down here. And Anil on 2, one little go back. We do see the airlock view, not the node 1 view. So we're checking with the remote guider to see if that will work. And Anil on 2, remote guider confirmed, the camera view is good. Copy, thumbs up.
Houston station on 2 for what transfer?
We are with you, Andre. You are go for the Yedeve. 1551 is the serial number we have, and expect about a 26-minute offload time.
Yes, I have 1551. This is a number, serial number of Yedeve, and it says empty end, 26 minutes, and I am ready for step 3.
Your go in step 3.
Copy.
You send Sophie on 2 for AMED.
With you on 2, Sophie.
I just wanted to give you the good news on step 11.6, the defense remained engaged.
Houston copies, good news.
Yay. For your information, I took pictures and of the exact distance of the French clip on exercise rope from exit police before and after the task. And I'll send you the pictures after. So before it was about 8, and after now it's exactly 7, and I think it's a good way now.
Houston copies. Thanks for the pictures, Sophie.
And from Sophie on 2 for ARED.
With you on 2, Sophie.
So that's task complete, and if the teams want the information, I turned the tension mechanism knob 1.5 turns. The two of them equally 1.5 turns.
Houston copies. Thanks for the update, Sophie. And for you and Jack, in case the airlock is busy, you are able to do that EVA safer activity in the lab if needed.
Okay, no worries. Jack is busy right now, so but we'll find a way to make it work, and thanks a lot for the information.
You're welcome.
Houston station on 2 for water transfer.
We're with you on 2.
I'm ready for step 6.
You have a go, Andre, for step 6.
Copy, have a goal. This is official and truthful to transfer.
We're with you, Andre.
Houston, common house is disconnected from PWD and system bypass rail back to regulation station.
Houston copies, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Station Houston on 2, no response required. First of all, we'd like you to go hands off of the T2 SSC, SSC 23. We're going to be doing some troubleshooting there. And additionally, PWD is go for use.
Copy, go for PWD and hands off SSC 23.
Houston copies.
Houston from Sophie on 2.
We're with you, Sophie.
Whenever you want, we are ready for words on ARED.
Checking.
Thank you.
Sophie Houston on 2 for ARED. Our words currently are if the next U.S. session is good, then ARED is go for bar. And we're checking to see if we can get some even better news, but we're going to get that overnight, so it'll show up in the daily summary for you tomorrow.
Okay, great. Yeah, just I wanted to make sure that we all understand each other correctly. So Taylor used only the cable, and then Jack tried the bar, and the bar stayed in the D10, so he used the bar. So just is that? Yeah, just wanted to make sure that we have the same understanding of the situation. Up here, just one more word. Up here, it was our understanding from both the procedure and the daily summary this morning that if the D10 stayed engaged, then we could use the bar.
Okay, Sophie, thanks for the clarification words. We expect the next US session to just use cable only, and if engineering decides overnight that the bar is okay, we'll give those words up to you in daily summary.
Okay, I understand. We'll be careful about reading the daily summary tomorrow morning, and thank you very much for that crystal clear now. Thank you.
Thanks.
Station Houston on Space Front 2 for any available crew member. Hey, Jack, we had some friends from the crew office come say happy last shift to Aaron. Any way you guys could turn on the lab cam and pose for a picture for us so we can take a photo on the front?
Sure, we can do that for you.
That would be awesome. Thank you so much.
Hello. Are we using a phone? Yeah.
Station Houston on 2, thank you very much. We'll go outside on the cameras.
You're welcome.